Parshas Vayeschanan, Tovshin Ayin Dalad. This coming Shabbos is the Shabbos after Tisha B'Av, which is called Shabbos Nachamu. And in Klal Yisrael, it's celebrated as one of the happy times of the year, coming out of the 3 weeks, coming out of the 9 days, Shavua Shechal Bo, Tisha B'Av, this very, very heavy period of time. Right after, number one, during Tisha B'Av, from midday and on, we see already a little bit of a change, getting up from the floor, getting up from the ground, picking ourselves up a little bit, and then the following day, the day after Tisha B'Av, able to shower, wash clothing again, haircuts, and leading into Shabbos Nachmu, which is sort of a peak of the reversal of the down that we were going through during this period of time, and peaking with this Shabbos Nachmu. And it's a custom in many places that there's special celebration on that Shabbos, concerts after Shabbos, music, you're allowed to hear music again, and to really blast it, you know, to show that things are turning around completely. Rav Nosson Zal, in about 8 or 9 places in Likutei Halachos, discusses the incredible significance of this Shabbos, Shabbos Nachmu. The name Shabbos Nachmu comes from the Haftorah that we read, which begins with the words Nachamu, Nachamu Ami, Yoimar Elekechem, that Hashem says to the Jews who until now we were feeling rejected, dejected, cut off completely, separated from Hashem, and Hashem says, be consoled, be consoled, a double consolation. And many Meforshim write many explanations about what this is about. What is this double consolation? We'll mention some of the highlights from Likutei Halachos. In Hilchos Beis HaKnesses, Halacha Hey, paragraph Zion, which is in the first volume of Orach Chaim, Rav Nosson Zal quotes one of the sentences in this Haftorah, where it says, Koil Koirei Bamidbor, a voice cries out in the desert, Panu Derech Hashem, carve out, prepare a path for Hashem, Yashru Bo Arava, Mesila Lalekenu. And even in the Arava is the desert, the complete desert wilderness, Yashru Bo Arava, Mesila Lalekenu. We carve out in the Arava a path for Hashem. And Rav Nosson Zal says the message in this for us is that just as we see Klal Yisrael going through Yeridas and Aliyas, we know that we went through 210 years of being out of Eretz Yisrael, being in Egypt, the lowest, the antithesis of Eretz Yisrael. The Torah describes Eretz Yisrael as Govoya Mikol HaRotzois. Eretz Yisrael is the highest of all the lands, and Eretz Yisrael is the place of miracles, the place of tefillah. We Jews all over the world face Eretz Yisrael with our prayers, because we know that our prayers go up to Hashem from Eretz Yisrael. Egypt, Mitzrayim, is the exact opposite of that. When Moshe Rabbeinu had to daven in Egypt, he said to Paroi, Kitseisi Esoir, when I leave the city, Ephrois is kapay el Hashem. I'll spread out my hands to Hashem. So after going through 210 years of slavery, Yerida, Moshe Rabbeinu comes along on his white horse and performs miracle after miracle after miracle, battering the Egyptians again and again, battering Paroi, and each time Paroi comes back for more. Until finally, Makas Bechoirois, when Paroi seems to be willing to admit, you win, get out of here. And the Jews leave, and they're out, they're free, and they're not free. They come to the Yamsuf, and Paroi's back. Paroi's back for a grand finale, chasing and chasing. And then Paroi gets his final defeat in Kriyas Yamsuf. And you figure, it's all over, it's finished. Not finished. We go across the Yamsuf, and the Torah tells us about the ups and downs that Klal Yisrael have throughout the entire time. Incident, the Egel Hazov, the Golden Calf, the Meraglim. And what is Moshe Rabbeinu doing? And Hashem issues a decree that instead of getting to Eretz Yisrael in 3 days, it's going to take not 3 years, not 30 years, but 40 years 40 years of wandering around in the desert. And what is Moshe Rabbeinu, what are Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen doing during those 40 years? They're doing what we said here. Koil koirei bamidbar, panu derech Hashem, yashru bo'arova mesila loikenu. They're carving out a path for Hashem. We know that the Beis HaMikdosh, the place where Hashem resides with Klal Yisrael, is in Eretz Yisrael. There's a Mishnah that says that there are 10 levels of holiness in the world. Level 1 is Eretz Yisrael. Holiness begins in Eretz Yisrael. So you would think that Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen would tell the Jews, we'd love to celebrate, we'd love to have holiness, we'd love to connect with the Shekhinah, but you're simply going to have to wait. You have to wait till we get to Eretz Yisrael. And that's not what we see. We see that the tzaddikim, the greatest of the tzaddikim, Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen, are able to set up shop even in Chutz Loretz, even outside in the desert, in the wilderness. They're able to set up a mishkan there, mesila lelekenu, a path, carving out a path, going through the desert and weaving in and out different places, carving out a path to Eretz Yisrael. The path that led to a victory, to a final victory, where Moshe Rabbeinu succeeded in defeating Sichon and Og, the most powerful forces of evil, the most powerful klipos and tuma that were guarding the entranceway to Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu succeeded in eliminating them and paving the way for his student Yeshua to be able to lead the Jews in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Nosson Zal says, this is exactly what the tzaddikim are doing today. This is exactly what we're going through today. We're going through the derech Eretz Yisrael. The tzaddikim are involved in carving out a path in the desert, in the wilderness, in places in Chutz Loretz where you would think there's no trace of Yiddishkeit, there's no possibility of Yiddishkeit, that tzaddikim send emissaries who parachute into these different places and suddenly set up a shul, a yeshiva, a mikveh. Suddenly there's a place where Jews are being drawn to Hashem. And the Sforim, just like we find in Megillas Esther, that after the great, great miracle bringing about the downfall of Haman, Amalek, that Mordechai and Esther was zeicha to do, what did they do? It says that Vatichtoiv Esther Amalka. Esther Amalka knew she couldn't travel. She couldn't travel the world. They didn't have spaceships then. They didn't have... But she wanted to get the message. She wanted to teach the whole world, tell the whole world about Hashem, about the great miracle that Hashem did for Klal Yisrael in saving the Jews. She wrote a sefer. She wrote Megillas Esther. And the Megillah says, V'shomoy, the Sforim spread throughout the entire world. And that's how the message was brought to Klal Yisrael and to the entire world. And Rav Nosson Zal says, this is actually what's taking place now. The tzaddikim are preparing us, are preparing Klal Yisrael and the world for the building of the final Beis HaMikdash. And the only way it can be done is that is not by just waiting until we have it, but until we have a Beis HaMikdash, there's the Mikdash Ma'at. There are the Botei Knesios and the Botei Midrashos. There are shuls and yeshivas that are being built in Eretz Yisrael and even outside of Eretz Yisrael, where even those places, Rabbeinu Zal says, that when the Jews find themselves outside of Eretz Yisrael, but they set up a community, not one person, but a minyan, a kehila, a shul, a yeshiva, and there are sfarim, the sfarim of the tzaddikim reach there, this is the preparation, this is our nechama, this is our consolation, this is what lets us know that we definitely are coming back, that there's going to, that in the schus, if the tzaddikim can turn desert into holiness, if they can remove the klipos and the sitrachra from the desert, in a place like that, they can set up a mishkan, they can set up yeshivas and schools and centers for Torah and tefillah, then for sure, as soon as the right time comes, in our own hometown, in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim HaKodesh, there for sure, they're going to succeed in setting up the Beis HaMikdash, the third and final Beis HaMikdash. And this is the message, the Nachamu, that Hashem says, be consoled, be consoled. When you see this voice, going out. You see the message. You see Sfarim being spread to the furthest places in Eretz Yisrael and outside of Eretz Yisrael. Now, in a different volume, in the second volume of Or HaChaim in Likutei Halachos, Hilchos Birchos Hora'iyah and Brachos Protius, Halacha Hey, paragraph 1 and paragraph 17. There, Rav Nosson Zal also speaks about this period of time and brings out the real beauty of Shabbos Nachmu, what it's really all about. We know that this period began with Shiva Asar B'Tammuz. What happened on Shiva Asar B'Tammuz was that Moshe Rabbeinu came down from 40 days in Shomayim of Mamish, living an angelic life, being up there on the 50th level, and Hashem tells him, Leich Reid, go down. Reid means to go down. Leich means to go. Go down. Leich Lamed Chof is 50. Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, you're on the 50th level right now. But your 50th level is only to be able to teach Klal Yisrael, to be able to serve Klal Yisrael. The moment they become unworthy of benefiting from this great light, you go down with them. So Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Leich Reid, go down from the 50. And Moshe Rabbeinu comes down, he witnesses Klal Yisrael involved in Egel HaZohav, and he breaks the Luchos, and what results from that, what catastrophe happens from the breaking of the Luchos? The Gemara says in a few places, Il mole nishtabru haluchos, were it not for the fact that the Luchos were broken, loy nishtakhu divrei Torah miYisrael, the Jews would not forget their learning. But now that the Luchos have been broken, unfortunately there's this problem of forgetting. We know that forgetting is not a nice thing, it's not a good thing. I wish I could remember everything I need to remember, but how terrible is this thing, shikha? How terrible is it really? Rabbeinu Zal in chapter 54 in Likutei Moran says that Yiddishkeit is all about remembering. That's what it's really all about. When a child comes into the world, before a child comes into the world, during the time that it's in the mother's womb, there's an angel with it, and the angel is pouring light and holiness and das into that child. Right before the child enters into the world, the angel flicks it, and the child forgets everything. And the child is told, your mission, what is your mission? To retrieve that lost article. Your mission is to remember. You forgot, now you forgot everything. Your mission is to remember. And we find, Rav Nosson Zal says, at the end of a person's life, when a person leaves the world, death can be a terrifying experience. The Gemara, the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that unless a person is a great tzaddik or attached to the great, great tzaddikim, when a person sees the angel of death, there's nothing more terrifying than that. And a person becomes terrified, what happens? They forget. What do they forget? They forget their own name even. The person forgets their name. And we're told that one of the first things that a person is asked when they come before the heavenly court is, what's your name? And if a person can't remember their name, they're in big trouble. So we see that this issue of zikoron, the ability to remember, life begins with that and life ends with that, this issue of remembering. And Rabbeinu Zal says in that chapter of Likutei Moran, chapter 54, that the way a Jew is supposed to live is that the moment they open their eyes in the morning, the first thing they're supposed to do is remember. Remember what? Remember that there's another world. Remember where you came from. Right now, you're in Candyland, you're in this world, you're in Olam Hazeh, and you have a billion distractions all around you trying to get you to forget where you came from and where you're going. It's like a yo-yo. You have a yo-yo attached to a string, and it starts out up here, and they let it go, and the yo-yo goes down, it's destroyed, it spins all the way down, and then it comes back up. Each and every single one of us, each and every single human being that comes into this world starts out from a very high place. We're sent down to this world, a second world, and our mission in this world is to make it back up there, to make it back up there new and improved, having improved on how we started out. Initially, Hashem gave us heavenly bliss for free. We didn't do anything to earn it or deserve it. Person comes down to this world and they're tested. They go through all kinds of tests and difficulties. And if the person struggles and succeeds in earning reward, the person goes back up and it's completely different. It's not freebie anymore. I worked for it. I deserve it to a degree, in a certain sense. And that's the first letter in the Torah, the Beis, the large Beis of Bereishis, is a reminder that there are two worlds, not one world. And Rabbi Nizal says, the minute a person wakes up in the morning, that's supposed to be the first thought. It's called Zikaron Digdusha, holy remembrance, to remember. I didn't start here. My soul originates from a different place. And I ain't hanging around here. I ain't staying here. No one's staying here. All of us are leaving here. I'm leaving, going back to that other place. And therefore, my focus, my attention throughout the day has to be all about that. And Rabbi Nizal says there that Hashem sends every single person, every moment, in every place, messages. He's sending messages all the time to remind us about this, to give us this Zikar and Nikdusha, to remind us what our mission is, that our mission is to come close to Hashem. If a person isn't looking for it and aware of it, all of these messages go past them. They don't feel it, they don't see it. But Rabbi Nizal says, L'chol Adam, b'chol mokoim u'b'chol zman, Hashem is sending messages trying to connect with us, trying to bring us close to Him. If a person wants, if a person is zoicha, to come close to tzaddikim and to come close to the Torah, they become aware of this and they can feel, they can recognize those messages, and throughout the day they can take those hints and use it to bring them close to Hashem. Rabbi Nosson Zal says, the peak of this, the holiest day of the year, Yom Kippur, the holiest person, the Kohen Gadol, goes into the holiest place, the Holy of Holies, and connects with Hashem over there. And is able over there, by going into the holiest place, the holiest time, and the holiest person, by going through all of those preparations to make himself holy, the Kohen Gadol not only connects himself to Hashem in the biggest way, but he has the ability to attach and to reattach all of Klal Yisrael. That whatever we did throughout the entire year to disconnect from Hashem, to forget Hashem, we know that Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur begins from Rosh Hashanah. It's a 10-day period of tshuva, the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Rosh Hashanah is called Yom HaZikaron, the day of remembering. And the whole mission, the shofar, the blowing of the shofar, is called Zichron Trua. It's all about the ability to remember Hashem, to retrieve what we lost. When the Luchos were broken on Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, the beginning of the 3 weeks, when the Luchos were broken, we forgot. And that the ability to forget Hashem, to forget what I'm doing in this world, to forget my Shalom Bayit, to forget my mission in life. We get distracted with all kinds of nonsense that gets us to do sins, that gets us to make mistakes in our relationship with Hashem and in our relationship with our fellow man. If a person were thinking about the fact that there's a future, that we're not here permanently, would they allow themselves to be bothered if somebody makes a noise or somebody does something a little bit that they perceive is against them or to hurt them in any way? Would they go crazy from it? Would that become their preoccupation, that this person is my enemy and now I have to do whatever I can to fight it? A person laughs at it. If a person is thinking about the tachlis, they laugh at this nonsense. They don't get caught up with the foolishness in this world. This is this concept of Zikaron Digdusha, which we lost on Shiva Asar B'Tammuz. And from Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, through the 3 weeks, Tisha B'Av, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Now, what can a person do to improve memory? Do you drink special high-protein drinks? What do you do? Rabbi Nizal quotes the pasuk, "Ulezikaron bein einecha," that the memory is dependent on the eyes. the tefillin, we wear tefillin on our foreheads, and the tefillin are worn between the eyes, corresponding to the area between the eyes, to remind us that tefillin, it says when a person is wearing tefillin, they have Hashem upon them, they're alive, they're spiritually alive. There's a pasuk, Hashem Alehem Yichyu. When Hashem is upon them, they're living, they're alive. That's the tefillin, that's the name of Hashem, which is connected to the eyes. To the degree that a person keeps their eyes pure, they use their eyes to look at Torah, to look at tzaddikim, to look in a positive way at every other Jew, at every person. To that degree, the person's memory, this zikaron d'kedusha, works well. To the degree that a person has ra'ayin, the negative eye, the person is looking negatively at other people, at themselves, at life, chas v'shalom, where a person is looking at what they're not supposed to, that strengthens this shikha, this darkness. We know that the eye is the light. The light is the eye. The ability to see and light and vision is all about the eyes. Remembering zikaron is a concept of light. The word shikha is the letters hachoshech. So the climax of this was the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. What is the Beis HaMikdash? The Beis HaMikdash is the eyes of Hashem. The pasuk says, "Vahoyu einai velibi sham." Hashem says, "My eyes and my heart are in the Beis HaMikdash." When the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, this light was extinguished completely. This, the light of the Jewish people, the light of Hashem's presence with us, was extinguished. This is why we don't wear tefillin on Tisha B'Av, in Shacharis, at the time we're supposed to. Because the tefillin represent this zikaron, this light, the light of the eyes, which Tisha B'Av is the climax of the Yerida, of going down, hitting rock bottom. We sit on the floor to show that we recognize that right now we've reached the bottom. Can't go any further down. When you can't go any further down, what happens? You start moving up. The Torah tells us that Moshiach was born on Tisha B'Av. That from that second half of the day, the second half of Tisha B'Av, we're moving in an upward direction. We're starting to climb. And then we have Shabbos Nachamu. We have this time of consolation where Shabbos is the eyes. We're told that Shabbos is the eyes. The word Shabbos, the Zohar HaKadosh says, the shin has three heads to it. The shin represents the three colored rings of the eye. And the bas is the pupil of the eye. And what is, how do we bring in the Shabbos? Zochor es yoim ha-Shabbos l'katshoi. The Ten Commandments, the mitzvah of Shabbos is introduced with remember. Zochor, remember the Shabbos. Shabbos is a time when Hashem turns the lights on big time. When the lights are on, you can see. Forgetting means that the information is there, but the light's closed. I can't see it. A person walks into a room, there are books that have all the information in the world, but there's no lights on, so you can't see it. You can't access any of that information. The moment the light is turned on, then you can see. This is why the Shabbos after Tisha B'Av is called Shabbos Nachmu, because our consolation, every week, during the 6 days of the week, we experience darkness in us, and avdus, slavery, sheishes yomim tavoy. Shabbos, Hashem turns on the light. During the 6 days of the week, we get distracted. We go to work. There's all kinds of distraction. Shabbos, no phones, no distractions. It's Zocher Es Yoyim HaShabbos L'Katshoi. We have the ability to remember Olam Haba, to remember Hashem, to remember the Kiddusha. And this, Rav Nosson Zal points out, this is the consolation. This is the Nechama each time. The Nechama is the Shabbos, and this leads into Tu B'Av. After Shabbos Nachamu, we have the 15th day of Av, which the Gemara says was one of the great, great holidays. The Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur, the Gemara marries those two together. That the greatest holidays were Tu B'Av, when the girls would go out dancing, a time of Shiduchim. And Rav Nosson Zal points out that just like Yom Kippur is a day, we said, when the Kohen Gadol would go into the Holy, the greatest day of connecting with the highest level of holiness, this Zikaron D'Kedusha. Tu B'Av, there are different reasons given why Tu B'Av is a holiday. One of the reasons is we know that there are two opinions as to when the world was created. One opinion is that the world was created on Rosh Hashanah. When I say the world, I mean Adam HaRishon. The world was created on the 25th day of Elul. Sunday, Yom Rishon, was the 25th day of Elul. Adam HaRishon was created on the 6th day, which is Rosh Hashanah, Aleph Tishrei. The word Bereshis is the letters Be'Aleph Tishrei, on the 1st of Tishrei, Bara Elokim es Hashemayim Voretz. Hashem created man, who is a combination of Shemayim and Oretz, heaven and earth, a soul and a body, Shemayim and Oretz. The other opinion is that man, Adam Rishon, was created on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and the world was created on the 25th of Adar. We know the Gemara says 40 days before a child is conceived, there's an announcement made in heaven defining everything about that child, what that child is going to be like, what its life is going to be all about. 40 days before Chof Hei Elul, the world was created on the 25th of Elul. 40 days before that is Tu B'Av, the 15th of Av. That's the day when this announcement was made, defining exactly what the world, Hashem's baby, what the world, what the whole future of the world would be all about. And again, this takes us back to the beginning. This is even before creation. This is 40 days before creation when an announcement was made as to what the world would be all about and what our mission would be. Shem should help. We should be Zeicha. Baruch Hashem, now that we're past the 3 weeks, we're past the 9 days, we're past Tisha B'Av, we're moving towards Shabbos Nachmu and Tu B'Av, we should be Zeicha that the Zechus of all the great Tzaddikim who carve out these paths in the desert, we said, who have the ability, even outside of the Kedusha, before a person gets to Eretz Yisrael, when they're outside the Kedusha, to bring Hashem to us, to bring the Mishkan, to bring the Sforim to us, to connect us to Hashem, we should be Zeicha to awaken this Zikor in the Kedusha, to remember what we need to remember, to forget what we need to forget, and be Zeicha to get to see the Binyan Beis Hamikdash, with the Kohanim, with all the glory of Klal Yisrael restored, b'mehera b'yameinu, amen v'amen.